Soil in Rapid City, as well as other places West River, can be heavy and compacted in some places. Gardeners can add amendments, but have to be careful not to add herbicides that can harm their plants. A horticulture specialist for SDSU Extension gives SDPB's Victoria Wicks some tips for safe soil amendments.
Grass clippings can be used as mulch or added to the compost pile, but Rhoda Burrow says those clippings might not be safe if the lawn has been treated.
Now there's a newer generation of herbicides in the market that can persist for a long, long time. So we have to be real careful with using lawn clippings if it's been treated to know what it's been treated with and carefully read the label to see when it's safe to use.
Burroughs says the clippings might be contaminated even if the lawn has been mowed a couple of times since treatment. She says herbicides can also contaminate manure.
If an animal has been on a pasture that's been treated, for example, for thistle or maybe some other weeds with one of these longer-term herbicides in it, that actually can go through the digestive tract of the animal and go through a composting process and still be active.
Hay or straw from a treated field can also be unsafe. Burroughs suggests using mulch and compost from known sources. And she says soil can be improved with a cover crop, even in small gardens.
With something like tomatoes, you might be able to interplant a cover crop as they're starting to mature in fall and just scratch in some seed around them of something that would come up quite quickly in the fall and then let it go through the winter and then take it out just about a week before you transplant in the spring.
Burroughs recommends planting forage radishes or daikon radishes to break up dense soil and add nutrients. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.